Well, hello there, listener. It looks to me like I spotted myself a fellow collector. Now, I know I like to collect things like posters and t-shirts and action figures of all my favorite video games and TV shows. And Loot Crate makes that possible. And if you're a fan of this show, I know you love all things Fallout. And Loot Crate has a very specific Fallout type crate. And if you want to take 15% off of your order, head on over to the link in the show notes below and enter Robots Radio at checkout. That's lootcrate.com.
Robots Radio presents...
Broadcast, a Fallout story.
Testing. Okay, I hope this thing works. So grateful I was able to find that transmitter and get this radio up and running. I just hope the signal goes far enough for you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I just hope you can hear me. My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And I was only 10 years old when that happened. I grew up in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, but 10 years old isn't a lot of time to remember much of a life before all of this. See, mostly all I can remember is fishing down by the riverbank with my friends and taking those school field trips to the Mothman Museum. Or my personal favorite thing was collecting Grognak comics and the Silver Shroud holotapes. You know, I was able to find so many more now. I even have some of those holotapes I like to listen to when I go to sleep. My dad owned a comics bookstore in the heart of the town, and he never really got the really good comics. His store wasn't like the Huber's comic stores, but man, he really loved that store. I don't know if it was trying to start a small business along with the pressure of losing his mining job to robots, but something really took a toll on his health. And man, did my dad hate robots. I remember he used to say, "Son, the bots belong to the Red Menace." And his favorite thing to always say was, "The only good robot is a scrapped robot." Sadly, he passed away just 2 weeks before Halloween. Yeah, I'll never forget that day. You see, I really wanted to be Grognak for Halloween. And we were supposed to take a trip over to the Valley Galleria Mall to buy me the costume, but sadly, I never made it to the mall. See, my dad had a heart attack that morning, and then I was sent off to live with my mom, who was a professor at Vault Tech University in Morgantown. See, the day the bombs fell, which was only a few days after my dad's death, my mom, she gave up her spot in the vault to save my life. She sacrificed herself for me. But I'd be lying if I didn't say there was a small part of me that feels like she's out here somewhere, watching me, or maybe trying to find me. I don't know. She used to always tell me, "Little bear, one day you will build a better world." And now I can't help but think there was some sort of prophecy in her words, because now more than ever, I understand the importance to rebuild and make this world better than it was before. Before I got on the bus headed to the vault that morning, sirens going off and chaos everywhere, my mom told me, "No matter what, just do whatever the overseer says." And from the moment the vault doors close, that's all I've done. I really didn't fit in down in that vault. You know, everyone there were either teachers and professors or the smartest students from Vault Tech University. There were even some politicians and members of the military inside there. If I can recall, there were some celebrities too. And right smack in the middle of all them, just a 10-year-old country kid. Let me tell you, I've seen and heard some pretty crazy stuff in that vault. And I remember people telling me to steer clear of this loudmouth girl and her tough-talking boyfriend. What were their names again? Chet. Never mind. It doesn't matter. I need to stay on track with my story before my generators run out of gas. All right, so now cut 26 years later, and I'm out of the vault, back in the land I only knew as a kid. And for a whole year, the only other people around were people I had met in the vault. The overseer went missing. So many creatures and aggressive robots wanting to kill me all the time. And I discovered secret organizations and ex-military factions. Hell, I'm now a general in the United States Army somehow. I don't know how that works. I've even launched a nuclear missile to help stop the spread of a crazy disease. I wanted to tell you a little bit about me so you can have a better understanding of what I'm doing out here. Since the vault doors opened, I've tried to build suitable settlements and places for people to call home, but none of them ever worked out until right now. I believe I found the perfect place to build. We've got fortified cliffs as a wall to protect us, and just a great place for safety. See, I call this place Omega. I feel like it's a fitting name for a new home in the end of the world. It's not a very big settlement, but I've got the ability to get water and food, and the hunting spots near here are always full of wild game like rad stags and rabbits and things. I even have a one-bedroom trailer that I've marked the inn for passersby, and there's even a bar for you to relax from your travels across Appalachia. One of the things I'm proudest of is the small market that I was able to open with, you know, pretty much anything that you might need. Well, at least some stuff to help get you to where you're going. And if you're looking for a place to make your permanent home, I've got plenty of room for you to build. So, if you're able to receive this broadcast, then I've marked my location inside it. Just put it into your map and head this way. Oh, shit. My generators look like they're starting to run out of fuel, so I think this is going to have to be all for now. I don't know, maybe I'll be able to get one of those power plants up and running again, so I can get some sort of consistent power to this radio broadcast and to the settlement. Well, until then, this is Brian Burton signing off. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega. This is Brian Gwatney, the creator of the Omega broadcast, A Fallout Story. I just wanted to take a moment real quick and just say thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to these stories just as much as I enjoy making them. If you do enjoy this podcast, please let me know by liking, sharing, and even through your comments. Thank you again so much for your support. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere.
In a world where solid-state electronics and vacuum tubes are still meta, people never stop loving atomic-powered everything. A chosen 500 stepped inside a subterranean vault to be spared the nuclear horror of the inevitable Great War. 25 years later, they emerge after the fallout settles to retake Appalachia. Among them, two former rivals whose blood feud will tear West Virginia apart and their epic struggle for survival. Chad, a vault bro who has a strength of 15, an intelligence of 2, and is a complete wasteland dickhead. Simon, a complicated anti-hero who chooses light and hope, but accidentally becomes a cannibal, and wakes up naked and afraid with a Scorch Beast Queen after a date goes terribly wrong. What? I mean, it's a wild wasteland, right? This dark humor radio drama will have you driving off the road and crawling out from under the fallout. Two men, one wasteland, and so many nukes. 6 podcast, rated R. Now streaming on your holotape player podcasty thing.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.